It is time for the nephew and the prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff? What you got?
Well, a lot of men going to hit their brakes because they don't want to hear this phrase right here.
What?
Child support is late. Get it in. All right, here we go. Cat dog, child support is late.
Hello?
Hello, my sweet dog. Called.
Yeah, what's up? Who is this?
This is Preston, man. Me and your ex, man, me and we've been kicking it for the last 3 months.
I don't care about you and we not together. We not together. So why you calling me?
Okay, yeah, no, that's cool right there. I understand all that.
You calling me to tell me that y'all together or something? I don't care about what you and do. Me and not together. I don't give a about what do.
Okay. No, play. I understand that. What I was calling you about was, you know, you kind of behind like 2-3 months on the child support, man. And I told I was going to handle this.
What?
Well, I told her I was going to handle this situation, you know, so.
Nah, I don't need you to handle nothing. You don't need to be worried about how many months I'm behind. Who the hell telling you all this anyway?
When can we expect another payment is what I'm asking you.
First of all, don't you ever call my phone with that. You understand me? Don't call my phone, man, because I'm worried about my daughter, man.
I ain't trying to have no situation.
I don't need you on my back, and I don't need to be on my back about no child support, because I do for my daughter, man. So don't call my phone with that, okay?
Okay, well, let me ask, is you working right now?
Listen here. What's your name? Preston?
Yeah, Preston. What I'm saying is you working right now.
Preston, I do whatever it takes to take care of my daughter, man. So don't you worry about my job security and what I'm doing.
Okay, why not just come by there whenever you get paid next time so I can pick up, you know, the child?
Man, you don't need to come by nowhere. I tell you what, yeah, Preston, you bring your around. You come, I'm gonna give you directions right now. You bring your on over here because I want to see your calling my phone talking about my daughter.
Hey, man, we looking out for the well-being of the baby, man. That's what we looking for.
What you think I've been doing ever since she came in this world? That's what I've been doing ever since she got here. Been looking out for her well-being. And some just getting a picture. You want to tell me about my daughter well-being? You crazy.
Why is you 3 months behind then, man?
Matter of fact, I do everything I can for my daughter. So for you to sit up here and call me talking about I'm 3 months behind, I don't even keep up with that. I send money when I can. I do for my daughter. I do for my daughter before I do for myself. So if I ain't got it to send, that mean I ain't got it at all. But give me a second and I'll go get it. But don't be calling me about my daughter, man, talking about I'm 3 months behind.
Okay, well, look here. First of all, I ain't working right now. So we really need you to go on and get the money over.
What? Hold on. You ain't working, but I'm out here hustling. You calling me about some money? But you over there laying up with... Both of y'all need to get off y'all and do what the hell I'm doing. That's what I can't understand. It's two of you, but it's one of me. And you want to come to me with that?
Man, I told I was going to handle this situation by being behind on this, you know, this little child support situation. That's all I'm saying. I need you to go on and give me a date, man, on when we can expect a payment.
Okay, I'm giving you a date right now. Bring your over here right now and come pick up the payment. I got it for you right now. You just tell me what kind of car you drive so I know. Because I don't want to bust the wrong that pull up in my driveway by mistake. I do everything for my daughter. My daughter don't have no wants or no needs. I put shoes on her feet, clothes on her back, food in her stomach. I do everything for her. I don't need you at all. My daughter don't need you at all. I pick her up from school every day and take her to her grandmother's house. So I don't want to hear about no 2 or 3 months behind because she ain't with I. I can see if I went 2 or 3 months and she with I.
Okay, that's another thing with me and the other talked about. We not going to need you to be picking her up from the school no more. I'm going to be getting her from the school when she
get out. Man, you done lost your mind. I wish I would catch your up in my daughter's school. You ain't picking up my daughter, man. I don't even know who the hell you are.
I told you my name is Preston, man.
Man, I don't give a about no Preston. You better not, I'm telling you what, man. I don't want you nowhere near my daughter. That I'm going to talk right now because I don't want you nowhere near my daughter, man. You understand me? I don't want you nowhere near my daughter, man. If I catch you near my daughter, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to let my daughter know. It's I.
Me and the baby is getting along fine, man. All I'm saying is we just need you to send the money, man.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all doing good, because she a anyway. But don't put my daughter in the middle of this, man.
Man, I'm just happen to be in between jobs. That's all, man.
Well, you need to get off your and look in between your cheeks and go find you something. Find you a manhood sitting up there probably on the couch eating up all up Pop-Tarts and
I've only had two of them Pop-Tarts, man. That's all.
You ain't supposed to be having none of them, because I bought that for my daughter, man. And I appreciate you eating none of that over there. You need to get off your and feed yourself like I do. I feed myself and my daughter and probably your.
Let me say this here, man. I just want to talk to you about our child, man.
Our child? That ain't your child. That's my child.
I'm taking the responsibility.
You ain't got nothing to do with her. You ain't got, hey, say, man, don't you ever say that, man. Don't you ever say that to me, man. That is not our child, man. That's my child. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. Put your ear to this phone real close, man.
I'm trying to handle this like men is what I'm trying to do.
You ain't been here the whole time. You trying to walk up in here and talk about our, I'm her daddy, man.
I'm just trying to be a good stepfather, man, and get the child support.
Stepfather,
man.
Y'all got to get married first. You ain't no, man. Say, man, look,
I'm going
to talk to and handle this. I guarantee
you. No, hold on.
No, you don't talk to no more.
You understand what I'm saying? You talk to me. You're dealing with me. I told you I was going to handle this. So you're going to make me mad now. Like I done told you now, you don't talk to no more.
I talk to whenever I want to. We got a child together. You just got in the piss.
Don't you call no more. You don't talk to ever. You talk to me from now on. You talk to Preston.
I'm going to talk to and I'm going to have this dealt with, trust me.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You don't call, man. You deal with me. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
I'm not dealing with you with a thing. You hear me? The only thing I'm going to deal with you is my foot up your That's
hey,
how I'm going
to deal
with
man. You. Look here, I got one more thing I need to say to you, man.
I don't want to hear nothing else you got to say, play. I done heard everything you had to say. Let me tell you something, man. You want a job, we hire it right now. I'll put you with the man in charge. I'll get you a job.
Nobody want to work with you, man. I don't like your attitude.
You need to work with somebody because you ain't working with nobody right now.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening?
Man, say what the hell you got to say, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning
Man, I don't give a damn. Say, man, I don't care who the you are.
It's Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin Kendrick, man.
Oh man. I'm gonna kill this.
You all right?
Oh, no, man, because I don't play by my daughter like that, man. That's my world, man. That's my heart, man.
All right, man. Let me ask you this here, man. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Done it again. Woo! Done it again.
No,
yes.
No, you almost got. On that man. One for real.
You think I was close? Was I close?
Hey, man, the reason I'm calling, man, is because, you know, I ain't working right now. We really need a payment cut. Boy, that dude.
Right,
boy,
Steve. Hold up, man.
You ain't working.
Preston. Our daughter. I pick her up every day.
And that's another thing. We ain't gonna need to go by there and pick her up no more.
That's it right there.
Boy, you impressing all the boys.
All right, nephew. Ooh, that was close. Thank you. You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.